Welcome to the With You Always podcast, brought to you by Come Follow Me, where we invite followers of Jesus Christ to share reflections and wisdom from the journey. Our hope is to instill a recognition that God is indeed with us always. Today, Bethany Dingra shares what God has been doing in her life.
As I was preparing a reflection for today's podcast, I was reading through the daily Mass readings. When I read the refrain for today's psalm, which is, "The Lord takes delight in his people," a memory of a specific moment in prayer instantly came to my mind, and I believe that this memory is what the Lord would like me to share with you today. So, here we go. A couple months ago, I had the opportunity to go on a 3-day silent retreat in St. Louis, Missouri. Throughout the weekend, we were given several conferences, and afterwards, we were given meditations to pray with on our own. On the morning of the second full day, I had some time to spare before our first talk. Even though it was the end of February, it was a beautiful and sunny 60-degree day. The retreat center is situated in a forested area overlooking the banks of the Mississippi River. I took my cup of hot apple cider and found a bench on the deck overlooking the river. I stretched out and rested my feet on the railing in front of me, soaking in the morning sun along with the cool breeze and listening to the calming sounds of the birds calling to one another. Both my body and soul relaxed, and instead of turning to one of the meditations we had been given, I simply started to share with God everything that was on my heart. I shared with him my experience of the first 6 months of my marriage. I shared with him my gratitude for all he had given me in that time, as well as my frustration over the things he had not given me or that had been taken away. I shared with him the joy and the beauty of learning how to die to myself and love my husband, along with the difficulty I had in accepting my many weaknesses in those areas. I shared with him the deep loneliness that had accompanied moving to a new state in which I had very few opportunities to make new friends. I shared with him how empty and idle my heart felt after leaving my job as a missionary to go on to a job that mainly entailed answering phones and tedious office work. I shared with him my impatience with the slow pace of the major life transition I was undergoing, and I also expressed my hope for all the ways I believed he was working in my life at that time, even though at times I really struggled to see it. And in the midst of all of this, I felt a gentle voice rise within my heart, and he said, "Could you please pause and recognize just how lovable you are at this very moment?" My eyes instantly filled with tears, and I was surprised and amazed all at the same time. In so many words, the Lord was sharing with me that not only does he delight in me, but he wanted me to really know it too. He was communicating with me that he was loving sharing that time with me. He was loving that specific moment in which I was simply receiving the gifts of his creation and opening my heart to him. But he was also loving that he was able to be with me in this new stage that was both exciting and uncomfortable at times. In a moment when I was not doing anything for God, and after sharing with him all of the ways that I felt like I had been failing and not doing enough for him for months, the very first thing he wanted to share with me was his unconditional love for me, right then and there. I was not a burden. I was a daughter, his child whom he delights in. And it occurred to me that he had probably been trying to tell me that for many months, but it wasn't until then that my heart was still enough to receive it. This moment in prayer was utterly simple and yet so profound for me. I carry this reassurance of God's love for me back with me after the retreat finished. I entered back into the routines of my daily life with a renewed courage and confidence. In the times when I failed to love my husband well, I could look back to this memory of prayer, knowing that although I had failed in a certain situation, God's love for me persisted and he would give me the grace to begin again. Eventually, I was led to make the decision to end my time at my job in order to make more space for writing and other projects geared towards evangelization. With greater hope and confidence, I reached out to a few people I had previously met in our area so that we could get together sometime, knowing that even if it was a little awkward, The Lord loves me deeply and delights in my smallest efforts. One moment in prayer taught me again that God delights in me, and the grace from it brought more change than I could have anticipated. The best part is that this truth is not unique to me. The Lord delights in you as an individual, in all of your uniqueness and in your particular circumstances at this very moment. And He wants you to know it. He wants you to rejoice in His love for you. He wants you to find renewed courage and freedom through the knowledge and belief that He delights in you. Today, I encourage you to find a moment of silence and stillness and read through today's psalm or another scripture passage that speaks to you. Ask God to reveal His delight for you. Ask Him to speak of it to you in a new way, or maybe even for the very first time. He has been waiting for the moment He can share it with you. And so, let us pray. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, thank You for Your love for us. Thank You for the many ways that You reveal it to us each and every day. I ask that You show Your delight for each person who listens to this in a new and unexpected way today. Holy Spirit, please help us to make space for stillness and silence in our lives so that we can receive Your love for us anew. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi everyone, my name is Eric Gallagher, the founder of Sushipe, the online community and formation platform for disciples. I wanted to take a moment to thank you for listening and also to encourage you to check out our online community at sushipe.co. That's SUSCIPE.CO. At sushipe.co, we're constantly offering free book studies, self-guided mini retreats, opportunities for family fun, prayer, and more. If you're interested in engaging with a community of individuals who are desiring to grow deeper in their spiritual lives, check out sushipe.co and get involved today.